This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour. How about that, Apple? Or let's take a bite out of the apple. How about we do that today? DJV program. It's Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I do a lot of traveling, and one of the things that I find, that, and maybe you would say that I was a jerk because I did this, when I get onto the plane and sit down, I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to be bothered. You know, the conversations, oh, what do you do for a living? And. I just don't want to have that conversation. I don't want
to. Do people do that?
I was just going to ask that. Do people still talk to each other in public?
Yeah. Well, it depends on where you're sitting in the plane, I guess, as much as anything else. So sometimes, a friend of mine, when I had the conversation with him over the weekend. I don't want to talk to him because this guy travels a lot as well. And he said, I've fixed the problem. When people ask me what I do, I say I'm a proctologist. End of conversation.
Now, see, I would actually engage on a proctology conversation. Like, what made you decide to go into that business?
Uh-huh. There you go. Speaking of flying and traveling, apparently...
I have to tell you, wait, before you jump in about proctology, we used to have the sales guy at one of the at my office that I work at, and he used to ask me when I was going through college what I was studying every day, and I got tired of saying, I'm studying journalism and public relations, journalism and public relations. I would get tired of it. And so finally one day I'm like, Michael, I'm studying to be a proctologist. And he stopped me and went, really? And I said, yeah, and, you know, I was going to talk to you about this earlier, but I'm looking for patients to practice on. Are you willing?
Bend over.
And he stopped for a second, and he thought about it. And he said, yeah, I'd do that for you.
Wow.
I was like, really? I talk to you every day about journalism, and you're letting me do a proctology exam. No, it never happened.
Uh-huh. Ding, 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 ding. I posted something on my personal Facebook page. I don't know, Jay, usually watch the things that I posted there. I didn't put it over at DJV. The picture has a picture of a library. It's in front of a library. You know how libraries have their signs like churches do. This is what's going on. And this particular library has posted, because not everything on the Internet is true. So come to the library. Basically what they're saying is, because not everything on the Internet is true. Oh, you doubt that, Jennifer? Or you're just being
Yeah, I'm surprised.
All right. Okay, so.
But everything was true.
Then this fellow who is one of my friends posts, not everything in the library is true. And so I posted... One more thing, agreed, but doesn't this get us to think about how and why we believe what we believe? And now somebody will respond to that. I don't usually engage in those conversations. It's kind of like the reason I brought it up here is because I don't like to engage in conversation on an airplane, and I don't much like to engage in conversations on Facebook or other social media because I find that it goes nowhere. Somebody's always going to, you know, take a shot. Unless it's just pure, here's a picture of the baby, and this is what's going on with Jasper and that kind of stuff. But I do think that we have less and less critical thinking going on, and we need to have more and more critical thinking because we're becoming more of a complex society. And yet people are going along, getting along, unless it's something like race and that sort of thing, which is appropriate to be concerned about, but there are also other things that are falling by the wayside that we're not paying attention to because of all of the news media screaming about this, that, or the other thing, some of which is valid, some of which is not. And I think the point I'm trying to make here is, as somebody who's been on the radio for a long time, and hope not to sound too professorial, but I think critical thinking is one of the biggest problems and one of the... Without critical thinking, I don't mean being critical, I mean looking at something and saying, is that really true? Do you believe that? You know, that kind of stuff.
I think analytical thinking is kind analytical of like, that's the word that I would use.
Yeah,
just
okay.
Because
yeah.
People think critical means like you're criticizing.
Yes. Yeah. You're
so,
right.
And because
yeah.
People are so dumb, they don't even know what critical means. So.
Right.
Anyway,
yeah.
I was on a grammar toot yesterday. You would be appalled if I shared some of the things that the New Yorker published, the Lauren Boebert.
Horrible.
Words that aren't even
grammar?
Real words. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I mean, we're talking about great, like Atlantic Monthly. You can find some stuff in there that's appalling. My son is a grammarian, as is my daughter, actually. Grew up in a home of two teachers, and they started to pay attention to what was written and how things were said. And I catch myself once in a while. You and I have the same thing, Victoria, with the expressions, the him and the her that are used improperly all the time, and things like when you hear these commercials for huge corporations using phrases like, it's available for free. That's not grammatically correct by any stretch of the imagination. And if you say, oh, just a little thing, well, little things become medium-sized things, become bigger things, and before you know it, you have a bastardized language for which you have to create a new set of curricula in schools. Because
but does that mean you're going to the Ukraine for your holiday break?
That's another one. Thank you, Ben.
And one of the really annoying things is the dictionary is even adding words that are incorrect versions of correct words just because so many people use them.
Yeah. Yep. Sloppy, lazy, all that sort of thing. All right. Well, we've got the naughty list here. We get close to Christmas. Some people on the naughty list include but are not limited to Larry Nassar. Remember him? The gymnastics coach, the gymnastics folks, USA Gymnastics, has come up with $380 million to pay the victims of this. This guy, why is he even walking around and absorbing air in the prison?
Yeah. Didn't he get like 200 and something years?
I think so.
I mean, he's never getting out.
Never
going to
get out, right.
Yeah.
So anyway, who has this money? How are they going to get the $380 million? Where did it come from? Isn't he bankrupt? He didn't have any money
it's
anyway.
It's not from him.
So
no,
the gymnastics committee itself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the Olympic committee, the USA Gymnastics. And so that's where the money is coming from. The Paralympic committee as well is in that. So I don't know the breakdown yet of how they're dispersing all this money, but one of the things that's really interesting, and I think it's important, this isn't just a payout and then back to business as usual. Part of the settlement is that they have these non-monetary provisions where the actual victims become stakeholders at USA Gymnastics going forward. So they're going to have a seat on the board. They're going to have a dedicated seat on the board for the Safe Sport Committee, the Athlete Health and Wellness Council, the Board of Directors. And so all of these girls, like Simone Biles and Allie Raceman and all of the famous gymnasts that we know of, plus the 498 other victims, so they're all going to actually have a say in the culture moving forward, which I think is really more meaningful than just cutting a check and then they go back to, you know, bad practices. So we'll see how it goes in the future, but I think it's a good start.
Right, it is, but there's a lot of, a lot of things at stake here. Okay, next naughty person on the list is former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who apparently is going
to
plead guilty for violating.
This is the civil.
The civil trial, right? Yeah. Well, he wasn't he not convicted?
He was convicted.
I forget which policeman was convicted or not convicted because it's all such a blur. Anyway.
Well, and the name Derek Chauvin feels like it was 5 years ago because the pandemic and everything else.
It was May of last year.
Yeah.
2020. It's going to come back, too, because after the civil trial, I think then the other three officers go to their criminal trial, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's in January,
Yep. All right, so anyway, he's got 22 and a half years in the case, and then they'll go after. But where would money come from? He doesn't have any money. Right? Police officers don't have.
Well, the union would have to pay for it.
Yeah,
if the union is paying for his defense, they're going to have to pony up the money if, you know, there's a settlement.
So how would other members, if you're a member of that police union, how would you feel about ponying up money?
I don't know.
To help him in
it's a good
case?
Question.
Not so
right?
happy.
Yeah.
Not so happy with him, probably,
right.
in general.
All right, Julian Assange, another naughty boy. British High Court has ruled that the founder of WikiLeaks can be extradited to our country to face charges of espionage.
But didn't he have a stroke in response to that?
Well, I think he'll have a number of things to keep him where he is.
No, I mean, I'm serious. Like, I think he had a stroke
50.
After. Yeah.
Really? I did not hear that. Where'd you hear that? That something was floating around?
I didn't hear he had a stroke, but...
No.
Al Jazeera reporting right now, WikiLeaks Assange suffered mini stroke in prison. So hopefully, I guess it wasn't a huge stroke, but yeah, he had it yesterday after... Now who knows? Maybe he tried to put this on because he didn't want to be, he didn't want to be taken on. But he says that he had a mini stroke during his battle to avoid extradition from Britain to the United States, according to his fiance on Saturday. On Friday, the U.S. government, of course, won that appeal that we talked about. And
who's his fiance?
He said he suffered a stroke on the first day.
I didn't know he had a
fiance.
I thought it was Pamela Anderson for a while there.
Yeah. I guess October 27th, they said, so the girlfriend's now tweeting out that he had a stroke on the first day of his high court appeal. So that was October 27th. She says he needs to be free now because it's a matter of life and death.
I'd be sweating that a little bit if I were him. The DJB download.
Stella Morris, in case you want to Google her.
Oh, I love that name. Mm-hmm. Stella Morris, that's her name?
Yeah.
Ah, that's a great name.
How did he even meet a person since he's been in lockdown?
Yeah. Right.
Is she just one of those crazy fans who, wants to be... Wow.
What do they call, prison chasers or something?
Yeah. I mean, he had visitors, obviously, during all of this.
Clearly, if he has a fiance.
Yeah.
Stella
Morris. There's an app for that.
Yeah. She's an act. That's got to be an actress's name. Stella Morris.
Sounds like a porn star's name, and I'm sure you're already Googling her to see what she looks like.
Excuse me. Uh-huh. I'm actually prepared to talk about what's on the DJV download. Thank you very much. We got a lot of really good material here, if I do say so myself. Does it feel like Christmas? One of the recent conversations we've had. Podcasts are aimed at giving you bits and pieces of the program. We were talking about watching Hallmark movies and who's in there. We've got the results of the Smollett trial. He's out. Who's that? Who's in and who's out? That's pretty much the daily conversation here, among so many other things. You can listen to the podcast at djvshow.com or Apple or wherever you get your podcast. But you can be up to date by listening to our podcast. And you can also find the program. You can listen to it by going to djvshow.com. And I have a little hint for you. If you're fiddling around, looking around for the best connection to listen to, find the CRN app, okay?
Yeah.
That's where you get that. No, seriously.
Here's the deal. The best stream, just say £250, CRN, and the app's downloaded directly to your phone.
Okay. That's spoken like a woman who runs CRN. 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
I need a gift for the person who has everything. Everything, including a super thoughtful daughter.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need a holiday tech gift for my husband that will make his jaw drop at a price that won't drop mine.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has big savings on the hottest holiday tech gifts. Now, Apple AirPods Pro are just $169. Explore all the great holiday tech at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 12/18, limit 2, in-store only, while supplies last.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. You know what we haven't really talked much about? One of the trending stories in the past 24 hours or so has been the nominations for the 2022 Golden Globe Awards. Is that because they're done by the Hollywood Foreign Press and people
are...
Yeah,
it's been quasi-canceled. Yeah, it's been quasi-canceled.
So what good is it? Not going to be on TV? Did I hear that?
It will be. Yeah, it's back. They just haven't announced like what the format will be, whether it will have a host or if it will just be, you know, in person or they. I don't know. I mean,
but it's not
going to
be on Channel 4. It's not. Well,
this
isn't even COVID.
NBC.
So yeah. Well, excuse me, Channel 4. Listen to me, like a California girl. NBC's dropped it because. Of the lack of diversity with the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Well, and let's be honest, the ratings have been in the toilet, so it's not worth it.
I'm sure that has something to do with
it,
but they're saying they're not coming back. Because remember, there was the controversy that there wasn't one black voting member of the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Right, that's right.
And so, NBC was like, no, we're out on that. And surely, I mean, if it was like a ratings grabber, maybe they would have said
they'd find some way of making an excuse. So then what difference does any of this or all of this make, you know, best motion
picture.
It's
got to air somewhere, right? I mean, is it going to go to cable or something? Where will
it'll
go
to, like,
or
maybe
streamer
CBS
or
TNT. Yeah. Oh, maybe Peacock. YouTube. Yeah, maybe Peacock will have it. I don't know.
No, NBC's walked away totally. They're
oh, really?
So none of their affiliates would have it either, you know, some of the cable channels. So
yeah, they'll find an outlet because the people involved with this care too much to let it just... Not
right,
but like
anywhere.
I've even heard Netflix, which is the top award nominee getter, is Netflix, that they're boycotting the awards too because of the diversity issues. So I don't know. Haven't they changed them?
That was last year. Haven't they been smart enough to change to address some of the diversity issues that everybody was squawking about?
I don't know.
That was last year.
I mean, I think when you look at the list, it certainly looks a little more diverse. Will Smith is nominated for playing Venus and Serena's father. In King Richard, there are several different Asian actors and actresses who were nominated. So, I don't know.
In the best TV series, I only recognize one name, and that's Ted Lasso.
Mm.
Right? That's for musical or
for comedy.
Right.
Yeah. See, I feel like I'm the opposite.
Series, really?
I've seen all of them.
Yeah. The TV series
show.
I recognize. The movie show, the movies, not so much.
I don't know
really?
Any of the movies. Yeah, I don't know any of the movies. Ben Affleck got he got a nomination for supporting actor in The Tender Bar, which is the George Clooney directed movie that he's in right now that seems to be getting really good buzz. Ben
What's
Affleck
that?
Has not been nominated What's for an acting award in a while.
Jean Smart is up for actress in a TV series called Hacks. What's that?
Yes, she's the one. It's so good. It's on HBO Max. She plays like a Joan Rivers type comedian in Vegas. She's wonderful in it.
Because she's been really around. She was in that Shatner film.
Yeah.
She was in Mayor of East Ham.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Best performance by an actor in a TV series, Anthony Anderson, Blackish. Yeah, he's good. I like him quite a lot. Steve Martin, Only Murders in the Building. Martin mm-hmm. Short, that's... and Sudeikis, he'll win for Ted Lasso, probably, right?
I don't know. Steve Martin and Martin Short are really good, so
yeah,
I don't know.
Right. Yeah, well, Anderson's been good in that Blackish show, too, I thought.
Yeah.
Isn't that going? This is the last season of that, I think, if I'm not mistaken. All Maybe. Right, so, Jay, critics blasting this minor league hockey team. Why?
Yeah, there was a Dash for Cash promotion to help some local teachers get some funds, but it didn't go so well. People are likening it to a stunt from the dystopian Netflix series Squid Game. Basically, these teachers, 10 teachers, scrambled on the ice. There was like a little rug there for dollar bills. There were $5,000 bills. So if you even break that down to everybody getting equal, it's $500. But everybody got between like $378 and $616. It was supposed to be a fun promotion to help teachers get money, and it just totally tanked. It was disgusting. Everybody's calling it humiliating and shameful. And the fact that this happened in Sioux Falls, North Dakota, and yeah, it was just horrible.
Where they're trying to figure out a way to
South Dakota.
Teachers more money. So
no,
well,
no, for teachers to use the funds.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Air Force has discharged 27 people for refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the vaccine is critical to maintaining the health of the force and its ability to respond to a national security crisis. All those discharged were younger, lower-ranking personnel. It should be noted, Oklahoma's Republican Governor Kevin Stitt and the State Attorney General have filed a lawsuit challenging the military's mandate for the state's National Guard. The tornadoes over the weekend killed four Tennesseans. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn on Newsmax says the rebuilding has begun.
We are getting people back online for power and utilities, and that work will continue this week.
A judge in coastal Georgia has set a sentencing date early next year for three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Bryan are set to be sentenced January 7th. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The tornadoes that blew through the northwest corner of Tennessee and into Kentucky over the weekend killed four in the Volunteer State. Several counties in Tennessee were hit by massive tornadoes that ripped through six states Friday night. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee on Newsmax Monday.
We had several counties that were affected, four deaths, and of course, we share in the grief of all those families who have lost loved ones, lost livelihoods, and we had some severe damage up around Real Foot Lake. And talking to some of the people that are up there that were in that tornado, there at the lake, just the winds and the strength of those winds and how they blew through that northwest corner of the state and right up into Kentucky. And in addition to that, as you all have followed this storm, there are so many. It was such a wide storm on the ground for a long time. And then, of course, the winds and some of the tornadoes that split from this and the damage that was caused and the assessments in that damage in different counties in Tennessee is still going on. Roads are still being cleared. We are getting people back online for power and utilities, and that work will continue this week.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJZ Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, there we go. 34 at the hour. Another podcast focus. There's that and the program. I was entertaining a conversation. No, it wasn't a conversation. It was somebody sending me a note asking me how to find me. And so we were talking about this a few minutes ago. The best way, I think we were talking about it both on the air and off the air, weren't we, ladies? Jennifer is here, Victoria, Jay. I'm Doug, by the way. Good morning to those of you who are new to the program. So reminding people how to, that's part of what radio is supposed to do. That's why advertising works, because you continue to promote things and underscoring them or saying, reminding them that you can get the full show all day long at djvshow.com. That's how to find us. Is it simpler? Is there, should it be more or less? That's pretty simple, right?
That's pretty simple, yeah.
Pretty simple.
Simple as
right?
It gets.
Thank you. So I'm going to start some trouble. Everybody ready? There's a new interview out with Dr. Robert Malone, who is one of the scientists, a physician, who was on the team that invented the mRNA vaccine technology. Dr. Malone is saying to anybody who will listen that the latest variant, the new COVID variant, Omicron, was created in a laboratory. Now, we didn't say that about the Delta variant. Many of us have said that about the original COVID-19 that came out of the Wuhan laboratory and was deliberately created and released. I believe that. Nobody has disproven that. People say, well, nobody's proven it, but nobody has disproven it. And so now along comes Malone saying that this, and he, by the way, has a...
Is it Malone or Maloney?
I don't know. Maybe it's Maloney. I don't know. It's spelled M-A-L-O-N-E.
Because I can't find this person that you're talking about.
Anyway, maybe it's Maloney. But at any rate, the point is that there is more evidence that the Chinese are up to their Mickey, and where are we? We've been standing up to Puke and Putin about Ukraine, right? Everybody in Europe is standing up to him. Americans are standing up to Putin. But who's standing up to Xi? Who's standing up to the Chinese government? Who's getting in the way of them doing whatever it is that they do? I posted something yesterday on my Facebook page. Someone had said that, no, this was a local blog, actually. Somebody was talking about how in the new mall that's being built in one of the villages in Framingham, there ought to be a Dollar General store. And you can imagine my reaction to that. I said, wait a minute. Do you not realize, people? This guy was saying, what we hear a lot here, you know, isn't it better for people to be able to buy stuff, and if they can only afford things bought and made in China, then that's it. The lazy person who doesn't want to look for things that could be the equivalent of the cheap crap that comes from China that might very well be available from other sources, the easy way out is to buy the cheap crap in the Dollar General store.
Well, a couple of things can be true at the same time. Yes, the easy way out is to buy cheap stuff, but there are people who can't spend a lot of money on stuff.
Right.
So what do? We
have to incentivize.
Look
for stuff that's not made in China.
Well, yes, number one. But we also have to incentivize long game. So not just the short game here, but long game. Incentivize businesses to come back home.
Right. And what are we doing to do that? And what are we doing to do that? Do you see any evidence of that anywhere?
Because that's the long game. It's really easy to go after someone who shops at Walmart out of necessity, but we need to go after our elected officials to make it easier for people to come back. And I can tell you, by and large, our country is not doing that, and
no,
certainly the state that I live in isn't. In fact, businesses are pouring out of my estate.
Yeah, right. So back to the original premise here, not meant to be critical, but it really is something to be thinking about. Not only the angle that we were just talking about, bringing businesses back here, incentivizing them. The first day Biden announced his tax, let's tax the rich and get everybody, the corporations, all those nasty corporations to get everybody their jobs. Let's get them to pay more. Okay, swell. But what are you doing to incentivize?
Well,
how about you think about
the corporate tax is very much on the table, is part of the Build Back Better plan. That's not helpful. That's not going to help businesses.
Well, and then people say, well, look at Bezos and Musk and all those guys. They're the exception. And how many people are there like that? And how many jobs do they provide? And how many jobs can be provided if we extract half their money from them, which they wouldn't miss anyway? But what is it? What's really going on here? I suggest it's class warfare, has nothing to do with the money. And at any rate, the whole idea of...
That's a little bit different argument. I mean, we can talk about taxing people who are rich more. I mean, always, and I think it ends up coming back down to the middle class, but let's talk about companies. What can we do? And one of the proposals under the Build Back Better was to, I think, raise the corporate rate up into the 30s and... It would be as high as going back.
But I know that's what the proposal was, but it didn't. They end up back where it was under Clinton.
And, you know, this
it
is
really
what's
wasn't,
so...
It had dropped a lot. Well, here's what's unclear, because originally they were talking about 40, then I had heard they had dropped back to 30. Not sure if anybody even knows what's in there right now, because they don't even know what's in there
no,
right
they
now,
don't
because
know
they're still
there.
Reworking it.
They're going back.
They haven't
forth.
Voted on it yet. And so that's one thing that has to be really concerning, because forget Amazon. I'm talking about corporations who might outsource to China because it's cheaper for them to do that than it is for them to have a good American business. So,
but leveling the corporate tax internationally, which is what they did, all the countries got together and decided on, I think it was a 13% flat tax, so that there is no picking and choosing, oh, it's better to go to Ireland now. Ireland took a hit by joining the conglomerate. I mean, Ireland really was a tax haven, and it's a very small country. I mean, as we know, it's like the size of Rhode Island. And so they even agreed that, yes, even they would tax every corporation that wants to be housed there, the 13%, that across the board, it levels it so that there is no real incentive then. Now, the China stuff is different. That's slave labor, practically. That's a whole different setup. And that is something that needs to be addressed. I think, you know, we've all knocked Nike for that. Nike certainly has the money to move their businesses elsewhere.
Absolutely.
Apple has moved a lot of their stuff out of China. They've
so
moved
let me
into
just,
Vietnam. They've moved to Thailand. You know, Nike can easily do that. Nike
that,
does not need to be fueling the Chinese economy.
The problem here is that we're looking at things in a superficial way. It's great to say, tax the rich, and let's use that money to build infrastructure. Yeah, okay. So in reality, what ought to be done, and this is coming from smarter, well, I don't know, not too many people smarter than me, but it's coming from sources that are tuned into this sort of thing. I expected you all to chortle after I said that, but thanks for not doing that. The reality is, tax the people who will not come back here more. You want to raise the taxes? Gouge the people that are doing business in China.
I totally agree.
And then lower the tax rate for the people, incentivize the people who come back here. You pay a lower tax rate. That's how
right,
to fix the problem.
You're criticizing being overly simplistic, but that's also overly simplistic too, because if you think about what the big companies are, and it's as we know, Doug, you've highlighted this for over the last year and a half, how difficult it is to find anything that isn't made in China. So you are only gouging the American consumer. It creates another layer of
issues. So what's the solution?
Well, like Jen said, I agree with Jen. It's the long game. This needs to be a transitional thing. This can't just be an automatic bang everybody in China with a 70% tax, because it's only going to get passed down to the consumer, and we're going to have
more stuff.
But where are you going to buy? I mean, people need to buy stuff. People need to buy things, and
unfortunately, they need to buy everything that's made in China.
See, well, now you're getting into individual judgment on people and what they deem that they need in their house, you know, and what people need. You know, people need tools. If you're, you know, a carpenter, you need tools. The tools are all made in China. How are you going to sustain your business?
No,
we need a leader.
Somewhat. Yeah.
No, it's
we
not
need a
I mean,
leader. We need a leader who sees the long game. A leader who says, consumers, we need you to be more responsible and look for products made outside of China. When you can buy them, please do. When you can choose Made in America products, please do. We need a leader with the foresight who is then going to go to corporations and say, look, over the next 5 years, you need to bring back your operation, and if you don't do that, you're going to be penalized in this way. And incentivize people to come back to the country, incentivize consumers. But we don't have a leader who's willing to say that.
I disagree.
We haven't.
I think Biden is doing that. And Trump, and look, I'll give Trump credit too. He also tried that. It didn't work, because it's not an overnight fix. It's not a flip a switch and now poof. I mean, we've got Samsung.
I don't think
building.
It is.
We
you
have
just
Samsung.
Need someone to
we've
give
got
the
all
course.
The, right,
the
but
plan.
We've got, right, but that is part of the incentives with the Build Back Better plan. And
I mean,
I know it's political. No one wants to agree. If you're a Republican, you don't want to give Democrats.
No.
You know, not
look,
you.
It has
well,
nothing
somebody
to do with
got
that.
To. Somehow,
just, I'm saying
to,
we need a leader, one, and I'm not saying that it was Trump, and I'm not saying that it was Biden, and maybe it could be one of those people, by the way. It could be Biden. It could be Trump when he runs again. But we need someone who can tell the American people why.
Jennifer, with her subtle.
Well, no, he's. I mean, he's obviously going to run.
He has a campaign staff now.
Yeah,
so
I mean, it's not like I'm not doing a wishful
not
thinking.
A secret.
It's just happening,
yeah.
Right? So, so what I'm saying is that we need someone who can lay that out for corporations, for individuals, and talk about the long game and why it's important. I really believe that people who are just taking their kids to school and operating their lives are not thinking about the threat of China.
And so we have to do better at educating people about why this is important. And it takes someone who's going to put out that long plan, because it isn't going to happen overnight. We are way too addicted. We're for everything, pharmaceuticals, for everything.
Well, we've made it easy for people to go to China. Okay, I'm going to put something down here, and then I want to quickly move into a couple of other quick things. I am going to tell you right now, I'll put money on the table. Donald Trump will never be president of the United States again. Whether you want him to be or you don't want him to be, I'm just
I'll
telling you.
I'll take the money. How much
money.
We got?
Okay. You put on.
I don't know. I could see it happening. I could see it happening.
Yeah, what do you got? What do you got? $100?
I don't see it happening either, but I don't know. I'll let you two bet.
Okay. Look, our next president
I'm not a gambler.
Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis, so.
All right. Who's from the Who's Dead department, author Annie Rice. It was an Annie or Ann?
Ann.
I didn't call her
Ann. Just
Ann. It was Ann Rice.
Ann.
80
Ann.
Years old. She had a stroke. Vampire Chronicles. That's what she was responsible for.
Yeah.
Most people don't think
yeah.
women are capable of writing books like this.
Only women write like books like that.
Hot porn.
Yeah, only women write those books.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah?
All the 50 Shades of Grey, that was a woman who wrote all those books. And all the vampire stuff that Anne Rice started, and then all the from the Twilight series was a woman. It's all women who wrote. Women love vampires. That's, you know, men aren't.
Now I'm reminded.
Women are hotter writers. Can you imagine
totally.
Like soft porn? It would be like she came into the barn with her beefy arms. Listening in the moonlight.
I think Doug just secretly wants to be like bench pressed by a woman. I really do. He's obsessed with, you know, Marjorie Greene in the gym.
Can we do one more dead person here? One of the people that I grew up with as a disc jockey, actually, even though he's not much older than I was, he had a band of his own, and then he became part of the Monkees. And I'm talking about Michael Nesmith, who's passed away at the age of 78. This is so Monkees-ish. So anyway, I don't know what his... He was big, I think, into the drug culture for a while. I know that's shocking for anybody who'd been involved in rock and roll in the 60s. There was a song called Joanne. Can you find that? That's a fabulous, fabulous song that he did on his own. I should have asked you to get that, Phil. There were a lot of great songs he did with the Mickey Dolenz and the other guys that were in the Monkees. But her name was Joanne. It was, I don't know. But if you can find it after we do a couple of commercials, that'll be cool. Mary Mary, yeah. All right, 47 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doctor, Doctor, DJV Health Time with Dr. Jack Stockwell is 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen to bring in Dr. Jack. I want to talk about something, by the way, Jack's brought to you in part by the folks at Calitrin who are working hard to help you work to keep the fat off. Did you know, Jack? Yeah, I'm sure you did, but I'm going to lay this on people. Victoria and I were talking earlier about the latest research, or maybe it was Jennifer, I don't remember, and not important to the conversation. The important thing is that COVID apparently likes fat. And COVID and all of its variants, whether it's Delta or Omicron or whatever it is, likes fat. And that's what brings it back around to, we wonder whether, because there's some information today, you may have heard me talking about this doctor who is in on the mRNA stuff, says that Omicron is another product of a chemical research project in a laboratory. It was created same way as the original COVID was to stick and become more of a problem. And in all of this research, it appears that one of the things they designed into, the Chinese designed into the variants, is that they find their way to the fat cells in your body and glom on to the fat cells. So that's one of the reasons, apparently, that people who are overweight are having so much more of a problem with COVID, because those tentacles that are on the cell,
the spike protein.
The spike protein grab onto the fat, whereas they don't. It doesn't grab onto muscle or other tissue. So this is one more great reason to be careful about your weight, and that's where Calitrin comes in to help you keep the weight off. But what about the theory of these variants being designed to latch onto fat molecules?
Well, we definitely know that the spike protein has an affinity for the ACE2 receptor sites that are in
the
lungs. And ACE2, angiotensin converting enzyme, it's something that has an awful lot to do with blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that comes out of it's triggered by the kidney. And so that was why there was a lot of respiratory stuff at the beginning. Now, to say that it has a particular affinity for fat is one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is the more overweight you are, the more suppressed your immune system is. And personally, that's the first thing that I would look for anyway, because mm-hmm. it's our immune system that has kept us alive since the beginning of time on this planet. And we do know that when you have a metabolic imbalance problem that puts weight on the body, it also has that counter effect of suppressing immune response, especially the T cells, your first line of defense, which is the first thing we need drawn up or called up when we come across some new antigen like this, the latest variant, the Omicron, which even the South Africans say, hey, we got it down here, but these people are fine. It doesn't seem to
be. It's like
very
cold.
They say it's very contagious, but it doesn't seem to be all of that problematic in the sense of its damage to the people.
Right. But it becomes another thing for the news media to glom onto, scare the hell out of everybody or try to control people's lives. One thing that we never seem to talk about here are, and I'm not saying that because I'm being critical, it's just that it lapses in my attention. My focus is on the body, and I never really think about parts of the body that don't seem to be parts of the body, i.e.
Uh-huh.
your teeth.
Yeah.
And how there is, the reason I'm thinking about it is because there's a chain of national dental doctors that's being sued by a lot of attorneys general because they are advertising free services that actually cost money. And so I wonder how one chooses a good dentist. How does one go about finding a good dentist and how, you know, underscoring how important the gums are to overall health, right?
Right. Well, my dentist is what are known as organic dentists, natural dentists.
Right.
They're not using antibiotics. They don't do root canals. They do implants, and they use a lot of ozone treatment. And I am absolutely thrilled with my dentist.
How do you fix a root canal? I get all the other stuff. How do you fix a root canal?
You have to take it out. Root canals are extremely dirty to the human body, so you have to remove the tooth. Wait 3 months for the bone to grow in, and then put in an implant.
And don't put silver into it.
No metallic.
The old guys used to stick silver up in the root canal to fix it. Man, that's a quick way to get poisoned.
No.
Right?
No,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, the gums and teeth, suffice it to say, are very important to your overall health and well-being,
yes.
And I think that's...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.